The views and opinions expressed on this panel are those of this panel and are for entertainment purposes only. Do not, and I repeat, do not try this at home. And don't whine in the comments when you don't like it. We don't care. All right, yeah.
Don't whine in the comments because we do not care. My God, on today. All right. That's what that's
was there any lies though? All right. Was there any lies though?
They were not. It was not. It was not any lies told for me.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Commission Reviews. We review panel. We're gonna talk about this latest episode of Ready to Love. So, okay, so I know that you're using your mama's phone. So are you gonna be able to do the recap real quick? Lee?
Of course. Okay. So William goes home. Maya and Laurent go out on a date. He bring her flowers that match the dress that she had on the first day he met her or whatever. And then Chaz magically comes back in at the time of the fellas lounge. Alonzo and Patrice. Not you spill ranch on me.
Oh my God. Focus. And
Patrice and Alonzo continue on with their little Kindle. Somebody going home. The lady that I think that's going home next week is probably Rashina self-eliminates before she get eliminated. And that was the episode.
That pretty much was the episode. So we got some people chat so far. Make sure I hit the like button and subscribe. So
hey, chat.
Before we even get started, I want to go ahead and play.
Not Lemon Kush, Lemon Pepper.
Lee. I want to go ahead and play the audio of the culture. Everybody talking about the audio that got leaked to me about Vanessa sent to Chaz. So I wanted to get everybody's opinion. What's up, Ma? You're being really quiet, which is scary. So I'm gonna go ahead and play the audio, and I'm gonna get everybody's opinion about it, please. Okay. So here we go.
Good morning. I'm about to respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend. I'm like, You know, I told Tommy, I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I'd be around there complaining about how we don't have time together. And then she said, meanwhile, you in the parking lot tugging him down. The inconsistency, because I'd be in there really painting a picture like, you guys have deprived me of time with Chaz. Whole time, we just figuring out what we need to do. That is really funny to me. She had me cracking up. She's like, not you on the screen complaining about never being able to see Chaz and grow your relationship. And then next week, you're going to be on the episode pregnant. And everybody is going to be looking like, how did this come about? I don't know. I think that was a moment where you had to be there. But I felt like when I retold that was going to be funnier. But I was crying, like little tears, laughing at the way that she was making it. Because I'm a better actor than I realized that I was. Because I'm really committed to on the TV world that they are not doing what they need to do for our relationship. But I guess in real life, it's better than I'm making it seem. That just had me laughing. I wanted to share.
So, this has been a topic a lot of the week, and like I said, I've done my commentary on it, but I do value the opinion of my panel, so I did want to hear everybody's opinion. Now, Abby, I know a lot of time you kind of are detached from this show, whatever, you know, you catch it when we post it, so of course, it's important, but hearing the audio and watching the episode, this clip, you know, the cliffhanger last episode, because it's kind of all prompted what she posted. This, I don't know if I said the post, which posted this post about, you know, about the look. Oh, the kid, you know what I'm saying? But the other stuff, I don't want to go through all every hash and everything. When she posted this post, and then everybody was wondering why this was it. Chaz had posted this, and then here comes the leaked audio. So I do want to hear, Abby, your opinion, please.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I have the facts correct before I give my opinion. So, Miss Vanessa wrote this letter to Miss Deborah. Who is Mrs. Deborah? So Miss Deborah said that.
I think I just found out she's a content creator.
So Miss Deborah is under the impression that Vanessa and Chaz were tonguing each other down and hunching on each other and stuff like that. And she wrote this whole letter talking about her son walked into the room and she had to tell her son, oh, you lying. I want us wop, 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 wop. And then she, this audio gets leaked about her putting on this production about how she don't get no time with Chaz and all the all that time she and Chaz is hunching on each other. So, which is it? Are you hunching or you're not? Like, what? Why do we even need to be privy to any of this? Is my question. So, is it a lie or is it not, Vanessa? Like, pick one, daughter. Which what we doing? Let's go. It don't make no damn sense. I want to care. I don't care. I'm sorry. That's the conclusion I come to. Oh, I don't care. I do not care. Unless I tried. Y'all saw me physically trying.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. You was
and I've come, and I've come like, to woo! The conclusion. Woo! I do not care.
I don't care. For that moment. But that was a lot of content. So that was a lot for me. So Fernando, male point of view. I know you just came in. Fernando, can you hear me?
Fernando, are you back in the country off of the jet skis and things? Did you have fun, beloved?
Yes, come on now, travel.
I had an amazing time. Good. Truly loved it. Truly
I'm yes. glad you had a good time. You were missed. We glad you had a good time, honey.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Yes.
All right.
So what is your opinion about this, sir?
That's a tough
he
one.
Don't care neither. He don't care neither.
It ain't my business to get into. All I will say is I hope the truth comes out at the end of the day because it's confusing. I'll just leave it at that. Mm. So I don't know what's real, what's not real. I think my job to decide what is, what isn't. I just want to hear the truth at the end of the day. That's all.
I want them to shut up and leave us alone. That's what I would like. I would like them to shut up and leave us alone. Is that an option?
I don't know what's going to happen next season. Might be it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you hear? Mod? She's struggling with her audio. I don't know what's going on. Mod? Okay, well, Lee and Dina, I'm not sure who
got the phone over there.
Yeah, I know, right? What's the, okay. What's
she here. Opinion? She here.
Okay, now it's me. Cause...
I don't know what happened. Lee, well, Mod, are you? I can hear something going on, Mama. Are you like, because your mic is off. So I can hear, I'm sorry. We can hear the shuffling in the background. Who is this?
Okay, I feel like she's having a conversation offline and she don't know she can't.
I'm gonna go ahead. Right, so why don't you mute herself because I don't know what she's gonna say. Oh, okay. Lee, I guess you don't have an opinion because y'all doing the day drinking.
Yeah, we still y'all know we still celebrating Mama's birthday. Anyways, what I think of the episode, this was actually a really good episode compared to the other ones that they've been giving us.
No.
That wasn't even the question.
Lee.
Oh, Lee, yeah, sorry, y'all.
The audio. We're talking about the audio.
Oh, well, this is. Well, I didn't hear the audio about 50-11 times. Yeah. According to some of the other comments that from the other content creators that have reposted, and let me real heavy on the repost. She lying. She liar. She a liar. You either was fucking or you wasn't. So what is it?
Oh. Oh wow.
Well. That is the question.
It is. Lee coming in with the roughness.
And according to my source, they was. So there it is.
Okay. Yes.
Is that why he was? Why he ran off crying?
Not ran off. Pull up twice.
Wait, no. I think it was just a lot. Mod, can you hear? Can you hear us? Are you able to comment?
Yes. Everything that you guys said. What was the question?
Jesus Christ. So we played the audio and then we all kind of gave our opinion about it. Abby did and then Lee did and then Fernando gave his little 2 cents and then we'll give your opinion and we'll go on to the episode.
Yeah, I don't know what was the importance or relevance of the audio that was exposed. I mean, it doesn't give me anything apart from trying to make Chaz look good and Vanessa look bad. It wasn't necessary. I mean, I did not get anything from it. She's saying exactly the same things we've been saying. Like, these people have been acting up, right? You coming over there acting like, oh my God, there's beef. And you know, deep down, there was no beef. So she's not the first person to be fake. you know, as you know, a creative acting on camera saying, you know, there's problem, and you really, you know, there's no problem. And she's not gonna be the last person. I just did not understand what's the point of the audio. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it, which is, it was the point. It just got leaked, and then I'm gonna post it.
For you as a blogger, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm just saying, whoever leaked the audio, what was the intent? You know, what were their intentions? And to me, when I receive it and I listen to it, all I can say is somebody who is really on Chad's side. It might not be necessarily him, but then I'm wondering, who is this who has access to his phone? Okay.
At the end of the day,
she lied. That's the question.
She's not going to be the first one to lie. They all be lying.
First of all,
so I'm not going to crucify her.
That dog ain't gonna hunt, because you wrote a whole 16 paragraph letter to a stranger calling that woman a liar because she said that you was hunching on that boy when you really was. And then they put the audio out to by your own admission.
She called somebody else a liar, man. She called someone else a liar. Did you actually read the post?
The whole point was that she was out here calling people liars for saying that some more was going on with her and Chaz when more was going on with her and Chaz. So you want to get out here because you said your son walked in and heard it, and now you got to explain to yourself, oh, she's a liar and she's lying and it didn't happen. And first of all, he's 6 years old. Inappropriate conversation to have with a six-year-old. Let's start there.
100%. I agree with that. You don't understand.
First of all, a six-year-old probably wasn't going to comprehend what was being said by a grown adult at all. On the YouTube, and he probably didn't even know it was about you. How many people in the world are named Vanessa?
Come on, somebody.
Don't do that.
I agree.
Come on, somebody.
You could have just shut up and ate your cereal.
Not shut up and eat your cereal.
Or address it, but don't bring your son into the situation, because it doesn't make sense. You know, you bringing in your son, it doesn't make sense. That point, I agree with that.
Right. And I'm like, you ain't got a mute button. You don't know how to redirect your child away from something when they walk in the room and see something or hear something they ain't supposed to. You can't redirect your child without bringing them into the fold of what's actually going on.
Right.
Child.
And everybody wants to hear what Deborah's going to say, because you literally accuse this person of this, that, and the third, and then this comes out. So people do want to hear, you know, what she has to say. I mean, you know, I'm interested. So I'm saying, Maude, I understand your point. I was just saying it's a lot, you know, it's a lot to it. But anyway,
I hope Miss Deborah cuss you to the edge of your life.
Oh, Lord.
Are you choosing violence today with your shit?
Always.
All right.
Violence is always the answer of the day.
So we are going to get into the episode where there was a cliffhanger on this last episode. We're at the getaway.
No cliffhanger.
Well, we know. Let me do my description. and then William, because I call him all Will, to tell you the truth. But William went home. And it literally was an emotional episode. It starts out with Patrice literally getting upset. You know, I was starting to wonder, are people, maybe if you're not really strong for this type of stuff, to eliminate people, you know, going in. I'm not shaming her being emotional. But I'm saying that, you know, going into this type of thing you sign up for, that you're going to be sending people home. Is it too much as far as like the episode? I mean, I know my guess. Let me say, go ahead, Maude.
Yeah, I was wondering why she was crying, though, okay? Because you had a choice. Maybe you'd have saved him and then let Alonzo leave, because Alonzo does not have any other connection apart from her. So if you're this emotional and you're feeling for William and you want William to stay, maybe you should have sent Alonzo home, all right? So too much tears for nothing, okay?
Damn.
For nothing.
Ebony.
That is correct. I didn't get why everybody was crying either. What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? Why is she walking up the
Yeah.
Wait, girl, what?
Nothing. Like, sis.
I mean, did he just pull out before you got, he got eliminated? Like, what is happening? Why are you crying, daughter? What's happening?
Why I don't think, well, why you didn't save him? Why didn't you try to save him?
If that that's what I'm saying. Why, if he feels this strong.
And if it, you really felt that way about him, why didn't you leave with him?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's another one. That's a good one. Cheers to that one. Yeah.
Yes. Because yes. She was her very
other connection? Who was her other connection?
Alonzo.
Alonzo.
The one who was in the bed with Mika?
Oh my God. The one that was the skates, the one that was dancing, he dances all the time.
I like him. I never liked him before.
With the
now
with
I
the
like
scarf.
Him.
What you call it? The bonnet. You want a bonnet?
More.
Okay,
I need more. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
He's the one with the dreads. He's the one with the dreads.
Yes.
Let me see.
The goofy one with the dreads who shut down the museum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that who we're talking about? That's her other connection. I'll be crying too, then, I guess.
All I got left. Oh, no. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord help us all.
What you cry for? And why he not upset that she went upstairs crying because that nigga left?
Oh, wow.
Ain't nobody.
That confused me, too.
He made a comment followed. About it. He said, I'm not. I don't know. Who said he said something, a little comment like,
well, we chopped
I'm
liver.
Not worried about it.
He said he not worried about it. You not worried about the girl that you have a connection with just ran off crying because another nigga left? You don't think that's something to be worried about? Concerned? You don't feel concerned about that? Okay.
So then, of course, Tommy.
That seems like a concern to me.
Well, no, it's a concern. It's a concern, but I just feel like that it's almost like, okay, because everybody can say
that have another
reference
connection?
To the funeral.
She's all over the place. She's all over the place. Now she has a connection with Chaz. Okay, all of a sudden, because Chaz was the last person she talked to. Oh my gosh. I feel like I have a connection with Chaz.
Okay, so for now, I want to ask you that as well about that. Like the her getting emotional, but didn't try to save him.
It was surprising. But at the same time, she just heard about what he was doing with his dad and everything else. So for him, that's a lot to have to take on. So she had to carry that story, heard that story. I guess it bothered her some kind of way. Maybe that's why I made her emotional seeing him get eliminated after sharing that story. The only thing I can think of besides that, I don't know why she felt so emotionally attached to it.
I just say you sign up for the fact you are going to be eliminating people. And I say, is it that heavy, or that emotional, that far, at this point in the episode, the season, that you can't handle eliminating people? I don't know. I'll try to find why she was
Vanessa
so emotional.
Vanessa put in whose comments that he locked Chaz is lying about the set. Michelle said Vanessa put in the comments that Chaz is lying about the sex.
She put in whose comments?
I don't know.
I don't.
But how is Chaz lying when it was your voice that said the things, daughter? So are you lying? Like how? Riddle me that. Riddle me that, Batman. It's the audio leak. Is not Chaz saying, "Oh yeah, I had her folded up like a lawn chair." You da 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 da. It wasn't him saying that. It was you talking about how y'all all over slobbing each other down, and y'all in a relationship, and y'all just trying to figure out where it's gonna be and what it's gonna be. And while you doing all of these theatrics in front of the camera, talking about you don't get enough time with this man.
And
so, how is Chaz the liar? When he just leaked what you said, daughter, he didn't say
it was a leak. I mean, he didn't leak it, but
he said pregnancy—you can't get pregnant from kissing, but kissing leads to other things.
That's all he said. That's all he said.
But you, the one who said it.
I don't know where the comments were. I don't know where the comments were, but somebody said Patrice was crying because they thought LaRon was leaving.
Why would they think that?
That doesn't make any sense either. Hey, Cookie.
Because LaRon didn't have
y'all.
A connection.
What's
with,
up?
Nope.
Hey, Cookie.
Hey, love. Listen.
Hey, I'm late.
Oh, Cookie.
That's okay. LaRon didn't have a connection with anybody until this episode, so who cared if he left? What you crying for him leaving? That don't make no sense.
Ebony, the whole show is not making sense to me, okay? People that I was expecting to be gone, they're still here. And I'm like, why are they still here? What why are they still here? And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, now the teacher has a connection.
Okay, before we get to the teacher and the connection, I want to go ahead. I want to jump into the fact that Chaz has four connections. First, I want to ask, has it been done before? I'm ready to love. He has four connections because he came in with three.
I don't know, because in the thing, when they asked Chaz in this confessional, Chaz said, well, how many women have connected to? And he's like 10. And they were like, you know, there was 10 women on this show, so you connected to all of them. My nigga, what is happening, sir? What you mean? And I think he's mistaking, you know, possibly. So you was emotionally, physically, mentally attracted to all 10 women is what you're trying to say? Is that what you're saying? That's what you want us to believe, sir?
Fernando, is it possible?
All 10 women, Fernando? All 10?
Listen, if I wasn't there, if he said he can do it, he can do it.
Yep. Fernando. Wow. Superman. That's an all 10 lie. Don't do it. Hey, baby.
How you doing? So Fernando, Cookie, I'm happy that you came. I'm sorry, Mama. I miss you. I miss you, Mama. But I wanted, because he has four connections, and the women were coming on strong, especially Vanessa. Like, they was, to me, it went from a romantic getaway to we in the whole corner arguing about what time it is. It's 7 o'clock. I still got time to see you. It's 11 o'clock. It's just so, it's not even like fun, the whole conversation. So I wanted to ask you, Cookie, about that. Like, that was just so awkward.
I think it's a lot of missing pieces that we don't know about. Like, because clearly, like, everybody was just so emotional, whining and crying. It's like weird to watch. Mm. I would like to know, like, the other conversations that were being had, because clearly things are being said and they had other expectations, obviously, from him. That we're not privileged to, because they didn't show it.
But Cookie, if at this point, because at this point it seems as if they already had sex, right? Up until this point, it seems like they were already intimate. This is how she's feeling some type of way. Yo, we just shared some intimate moment over there, just me and you. And you're over here now having connections with everybody, exchanging strawberries with Rashina girl. What's her name? Yeah.
Rashina. Okay.
Rashina.
Yeah, because something happened for these, like, something happened. I mean, you're not gonna be crying like that. Something happened. Just too emotional.
Patrice didn't even know. Patrice was crying before Chaz even left. So that's why hers is a mystery. Chaz got emotional because he felt like he says, I'm hurting, and it's nothing against you or anybody else. He just said, I can't do this anymore. And he wants to leave.
But why are you? I need him to use his words and regulate his emotions. I gotta talk to him like we at preschool. You are having a lot of big emotions, and I need you to use your words, because we don't know what is wrong until you tell us what is wrong. So you can have all of these emotions, but you also have to communicate what the emotions are so that we can assist you with dealing with those big emotions that you have. So you being in the room crying, talk about you hurt. Why? What's hurting you, love? What's wrong? We can't help you to regulate this emotion if we don't understand what's going on with you. So what is happening? What took you over that fast from the elimination? That, like, what is happening here? Why are you this upset? What have either you done or what was said to you that took you to this place to now you feel like you got to get up and leave because you are emotionally overwrought and you can't deal and you can't self-regulate? Where you are, you feel like you have to leave in order to get yourself together. I just need to know what happened. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong or that your feelings are invalid or any, because all of your feelings are valid. But if you would like, if you want to be able to regulate this emotion and put yourself back on an even keel so you're in a good place, you got to be able to communicate
right
what exactly is happening. so that we can determine whether we need to press in or we need to pull back and let you just self-regulate, and then we'll come back around to it to make sure that you're good. So I just didn't understand. But I'm that type of person. That's the conversation I would have had with him.
I don't remember verbatim what he said, but I wanted to ask, because he said at the confessions, Fernando, I want to kind of go to you, Corey, but he said that, you know, black men get emotional, get hurt. He needed to get away from the whole situation. Did you understand what he was trying to convey when he was saying he had to leave?
Definitely. So the fact that he came on, they only had three connections. And then for whatever reason, added a fourth connection. It's a lot of pressure. And I don't know if you guys have been in a situation where you have people inside of a home, living together, spending the weekend together, and people are interested in you. You're trying to balance all of that at the same time. And for him, having the added pressure of being on the show and all the other stuff going on, it was a lot for him. Now, at the same time, like how Patrice needed a moment, she went in the room, closed the door. Vanessa tried talking to her. She wouldn't open the door. She stayed in the room. Chad tried doing the same thing, but at the same time, instead of him staying in the room and getting over it, he left. That's how I think where he messed up at. I think he should have maybe stayed there to kind of face what was going on, at least let people know why he was leaving before he left. But I understand that sometimes as a man, or even a person in general, it's hard to be in a situation and stay around it when it's bothering you, when it's upsetting you. You have to leave, you have to get away from it. And it's unfortunately the wrong time, or this is a bad time for the show and for the process itself to be leaving and getting away, to be able to reset. Like he said, when being with people that love him, that's what he needed at that time. That's what that man said he needed. You know what I mean? That was him telling you what he needed at that moment to feel better, to get over what was going on. So it just messed up that he's getting bashed for doing that. And we all do things differently.
Right.
You've never been in that situation before, having a pressure on you. So yeah, he might have did the wrong thing, but that might not be something he always does. You know what I'm saying? So that's saying that's like a red flag, and I might be padded for him. You don't know that, because that might have been a one-time thing for him trying to get over that situation.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Fernando? Come on, Fernando.
Come on with your wisdom.
I love it because the fact that he is getting bashed for that, it's like at that moment he felt like he needed to get away and not leave the show completely. But I need to be around people that I can feel comfortable around, with people that love me. Right now, I just need my space. Everybody's coming at me, whatever. Da da da. Like I said, I think everybody does handle it differently. But I was like, that's why I asked the question. I said, has it been done before? I'm ready to love, where you have four connections and you're trying to do all this, and they all coming at you, and okay, and all the ladies also too were coming at him. He just, I don't know. That was how he wanted to handle it.
Normally at the getaway, it's like one or two people you're trying
to. And so one of those four. Small spot, right? There you go. That's a lot.
There's only 25 females there.
That's pretty much everybody.
So
I swear,
the boy doing this thing. The boy, he added one at the getaway. Okay, that's never been done. So my boy,
this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
He said he had 10 out of the 11. He had
10
out of the
11.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Fernando, wow, for that one.
Oh, my God. Cookie, how do you feel about that, Mama? That was so good, Fernando. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Fernando said it the right way. Like, you know, he had those connections. It was, and he's been in the house and all eyes are on him, camera on him, and he couldn't escape it. You know, it was just like, what you gonna do? You know, you can't hide behind your texts now. Now we in your face. And it's a lot of pressure.
Then he realizes, oh my gosh. He sent the same text message to all the girls. Good morning, beautiful. How are you, precious? Oh, then now they're gonna.
Oh, I think it was more than texting, but more than good morning. It was way more than good morning.
I was like, okay, now, of course, it's gonna be too much for you because you've been telling all these girls everything they wanna hear. Okay, so now they're coming for you to hold you accountable, and now you know you've gotta chicken out and leave. Talk about how I don't have people who love me here. Boy, bye.
I don't think I would call that chicken out if he decided that it wasn't a safe space for him and he wanted to go somewhere where it was. I would not call that chicken out. That'd be for anybody who felt uncomfortable and wanted to leave that space. So no, I wouldn't call that a chicken out. I think that takes more courage. You know, you need to go ahead and remove yourself.
And he still came back.
Exactly. He can leave the show. Most people will leave the show and not come back. And we know that from past shows. They'll just say, I'm gone and you won't see me again. He said, I'm leaving, but I am going to come back to continue the journey. So, because everybody thought he was gone for good. Yeah.
The buddy didn't even start the show, remember? First episode, mm-hmm. he didn't show up. So.
Right.
Who, the teacher? The guy, yeah.
No, I don't know what it was.
Right, Glenn. Glenn said, "I'm out of here."
Yeah, he was like, mm.
"So, yeah. I mean, I just said that to say that, you know, and then also too with black men to encourage that a black man can speak up if you know he feels emotional, or whatever, because it's in our culture it is frowned upon. So I'm gonna, you know, encourage that and push that. That's why I'd rather not use." And say that's a chicken move, nothing like that. I'm not gonna say that. So, you know, that's just my opinion. But anyway, so they but after that, kind of LaRon was like, it's like a funeral. That word was used more than once. Everybody was down because Jab was gone. Da-da. Like I said, it was very emotional. Like even Cookie said, it was an emotional episode. LaRon was like, we're gonna have a good time. They started dancing, they got the crawfish going. And so, yes, we will go to the whole thing with Justin Amika that came out of. I don't know. Did it come out of nowhere? In y'all opinion, that the whole, because they was all up in, they was hugged up in the bed and closing the door and things. Was that, or do you think maybe a whole getaway kind of brought that out, or maybe it was underneath, or maybe we just didn't see it? You know,
they've been going for a while. Because even back when they went to Justin's house or his friend's house, and it was Mika and Rashina. Him and Mika have been close for a minute, so I think it's kind of just been growing, and you see a lot more at the getaway.
Hmm. Okay,
I agree with that. I think that's been a thing.
I just probably won't pay attention because I don't really, you know. I mean, I just probably won't pay attention, not like that. But I probably just was. I remember a little bit. I don't feel like she didn't like anybody, but I guess she did like him in the beginning.
To me, it just surprised me. Like I did not see it, you know, get into where it was, you know. And I did not even think that Mika is gonna be the strongest. They're gonna be the strongest couple leaving the getaway, right? Because at this time, it seems as they are so locked in. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, Mika, she and the teacher. OK, I did not see it getting there. But here, yeah, I'm happy for them.
I mean, they were in between the sheets. I mean, it's obviously it was, you know, very serious. OK, so I mean, they grown. So I'm not tripping. But like, I mean, I say do your thing, whatever. And get away to me. I feel like it would bring a type of environment where, you know, if you had a little bit of a connection, it's going to be stronger in that type of environment and in that type of house or whatever. So also too, with Myra and LaRon, their connection is also getting really, really tight. That to me, I feel like that two of them, same as you guys said about the teacher and Mika, that they've been having a strong connection kind of on and off, but more so the last couple episodes, you know, it's gotten strong, whatever. And so I could tell that they kind of build something, whatever, but I guess the next episode, something will happen. I don't know, but this episode, I guess they're trying to, you know, be strong and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But me, I do not agree with that. I just saw your face.
No, I do agree. I do agree with that. And I'm rooting for them, really. I feel like they are really good fit for each other, for sure. Because they are fun. They are young. They are enjoying life. I am saddened to see the next episode they are coming. But anyway, any relationship, you have those ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I just hope they're going to overcome that because I feel like it's a good power couple.
A power, okay. She thought he gonna get to the end.
I hope so. I really hope so. Cause I like Ron. I like and his fish, and he likes food. I like him. Okay. And
I don't think that's a good. Like I don't think power couple. I don't buy power couple. But it's whatever. I don't buy power couple.
I was trying to be nice. Why and extend grace.
Hey, power couple cookie.
I think she's out of LaRon's lead. I think she's out of LaRon's lead. Like, nah, I don't buy it.
What? You say she... wait. You said Cookie. She... You said... Okay, hold on. Let me rewind. Let me make sure I heard what I thought I heard. You said she's out of his league, right?
Yeah. Maya? Are we talking about Maya? Yeah, I don't think think she would typically talk to him on the street if this wasn't on TV. No.
I thought I heard something different. I was about to say, okay, you're correct. I agree with you.
But did you think that William was in her league then, William?
I just don't think she would talk.
All right.
So that's what she's dealing with, you know, but... If I don't think that it's a power couple and it's gonna last, I think William's probably more
probably her speed. I think, but you know, LaRon is very charismatic. You know, he's funny. You know, so I can see it being, you know, something to do. Mm-hmm. He's something to do.
Come on now, Cookie.
What?
Oh my God!
Now LaRon is a snake. Wait a minute. How did we get to LaRon is a snake?
Because William.
Did you miss that? Okay, so
my mouth is stuck.
So apparently there was an interview on another blogger's channel where receipts was pulled to say that LaRon was conspiring to play the game. Meanwhile, he calling people out for playing the game.
Okay. So this, I would lie and say I care, but I don't. So there's that. I do not care, Chad. We don't care. Ain't nobody trying to date LaRon, so we don't care. We do not care.
I mean, Maya would not date him if she wasn't on the show. Like,
right.
I don't buy it. So I don't, you know, like, it's something to do for the show. I mean, like, you know, she needed to form a connection. William is gone.
She could have went. She could have went home. She could have looked at what's left and went like, all right, I'm going to take it on back to the house because this.
She done got this far. You might as well just see it through, right?
I mean, get this. I don't understand.
It's not a pot of gold, but hey, at the end of the day, you know, the producers, they don't, you know, they want you to stay on, see it through. You only got 2 more weeks. Let's just make this simple and sweet, you know? When you get that far along, from what I hear, they really be trying to make you, like, go through the process.
I get what you're saying, but for this, at this juncture, y'all would have to offer me a trip, a large sum of cash. It's something, because if I was Maya and I am that cute and I got myself together and I am not really in normal circumstances, these gentlemen who are here would not cross my path, and I wouldn't want them to cross my path because that's not the type of time that I would be on. Hey, friend. And so I would just be like, okay, for the betterment of my mental health and emotional stability, and because I'm not attracted to none of these men, I'm going to take the chapter out of the old girl's book. I'm gonna go ahead and eliminate myself before I have to fake date any of you men and give y'all the mistaken impression that you actually have a chance, when a snowball has a better chance in hell than you have with me. So therefore, I'm gonna go take it back to the house.
But Ebony,
I don't.
There's nobody. If we go by that, then, you know, there's nobody that then I see having a future in this season, all right? Because I don't
either.
That is not true. No.
It feels like it's been like that for the last couple of seasons. It feels like it's been real mismatchy. Like, there's been no, we have a good crop of men and a great a good crop of women, and they match on these certain things, so clearly somebody can find their person in this conglomerate of people. And lately, the last couple of seasons, it's felt like we have this great group of women and we are scraping the bottom of the barrel for these men to try and manipulate these women into being in relationships with them. And that's what it feels like personally to me. I could be very wrong. I'm not. But
they're recruiting the men. I mean, when you get men that you're recruiting, you're not going to get a lot of genuine people. When you're scrolling through Instagram, sending people DMs, asking them if they want to be on the show, like, you're not going to get a good group of men.
Exactly.
So but Ebby, have you liked anybody before the, no. You said the last two.
She has not.
Thank you, Ebony. Thank you so much. So you said Myra and LaRon are Jessica and Marie.
Not Myra.
First of all, Marie, the X5 heartbeat, no. And Jessica is not a comparison.
Not yeah, Mauricio.
And LaRon. No, we're not doing that. No.
I disagree with that. Yeah, me too.
That is
because
not...
they really, these two really, you can see chemistry. You can see, like, you know, you can see something. There's a connection over there. Now, if it's long term, we
you
don't
saw
know
chemistry?
That. I did.
Yes, I do think chemistry.
When she was on that fridge and she's like, kiss me, let's watch the movie, let's just come.
What is going on?
I mean, I saw that. But I never saw that with Maria. Maria was already going to Africa. I don't know, to learn some French with his.
Wait, hold on. What's Maria? What'd you say? Mod? Who you say? Maria? Who'd you say?
Yeah.
What you say about Mauricio? Yeah,
no, no. Yes.
Why are we talking about Mauricio? Wasn't he from another season? Can we?
Somebody said. Lee. Somebody said. Some in the chat, baby. I can feel it through the phone. Because Lee was for the star finder. You know what?
Listen, Mr. Gout with the clout. Look. You knew I was about to set that on ignition.
Yes, but we're gonna leave the permanent hair wave man alone. Okay, we're gonna leave him alone with his S curl and things. We're gonna leave him where he at. So anyway, my bad, y'all. I went. I'm trying to go to left today.
My God, on today. Okay. So, let's skip to this. So let's skip to the end where the girl self-eliminated, jumped the gun. And I really feel like she jumped the gun because
she did.
I don't think he was going to eliminate her. And she was like, oh, let me jump in and cut you off and self-eliminate myself before you eliminate me. That is what it gave very much. What was the preacher's name that was on that one season? And before old girl could eliminate him, he want to jump up and run out the restaurant. Talk about he self-eliminate himself. That is what that gave
me. Are you talking about safety season?
The pastor who was dating the one little light-skinned lady, and then he was talking to her all crazy and stuff.
That was David. That was Stacey Stevens.
Him. Y'all remember when he got eliminated and he decided to do some jumping jacks and run out the restaurant? It was a whole thing. And self-eliminate himself before the girl could say anything to him.
Shout out to Stacey B. Stacey B, look, y'all, she really is so busy with them kids. She just don't have time. Yeah, but she's saying
she doesn't have it.
She don't have it. She don't have the bandwidth.
She's still in the group chat, though.
Yeah, that's our girl. We got 114 people that's watching. Make sure we get the like, sub, and subscribe. I need you guys to follow everybody that is here up on this live. We got 114 in the chat. Shout out to all you guys. Join the membership if you are new. But please follow everybody who is here, please, on their Instagram. And then I know that Demita has been posting pretty much their channels throughout the entire season as well. So, but I want you guys to follow the Instagram also. And if you're on Instagram, follow us over there as well. So anyway, so she's self-eliminated or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I just really kind of feel like that. It looked like, I don't want to say it's scripted, but she didn't want to be looking crazy on TV. That's what I felt like. She didn't want to look bad on TV. So she wanted to hurry up and get up out of there before it's too late. Fran, no, do you agree?
I thought it was a little funny, that's all. She was like, nah, you're going to eliminate me. I'm eliminating myself first. That's what we going to do.
She was like, nah, I'm going to talk.
You're not going to finish.
She was like, Ma, can I talk? Can I talk? Can I comment? She was like, Ma, can I talk? Am I allowed to speak here? Am I allowed to comment? That's what my mod is.
She was speaking my language. I'm like,
Let's be real, though. I'm surprised. Not saying when I first saw her on the first episode, I didn't think she'd be there that long. She's been there the whole time. I applaud her. I respect her. She was cool enough with everybody to make it that far. So,
Fernando, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm with you. Like, there are people who are already here. I'm like, how did they get here? How?
How did we get here?
I'm telling you.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I don't get it. This whole season has confused me. Like, I am
not none of them.
None of
exactly.
Them.
Exactly.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, Jesus. Not, Not couldn't be me, because
if they was expecting me on a bridge, I would have set that bridge on fire by now. Because who has to? Ugh.
Oh no. Yuck.
We don't know. I already feel attacked because I went on TikTok. Every time I go on TikTok, I see this little TikTok with a man talk about you never gonna meet your husband because you never outside. You got to leave the house. The Lord is not gonna send you somebody to your front door. I think he can. I think the Lord will.
Because
I go to church. I come home. It's two people-y outside. There are people out there. They ruin everything. Jesus. The Lord can say he can be my
not
door.
The people
he can
outside my, ruin it.
Listen, he can be my Instacart delivery man. You know. He could be the one.
He God walks in mysterious
ways.
When
are we getting to my God today?
He does walk in mysterious ways.
He does.
Look, he got somebody out there. He got him ready for you whenever. I'm telling
He's
you.
To hang in
happen.
There. Hang in there.
And maybe I'll meet him when I go.
If you don't get it, we can always go to Africa. So, you know, I got
Oh, my God.
Okay, Maud. Here's what we're not going to do. First of all, maybe I'll meet him when I go to Turks and Caicos this summer. So maybe that'll be it.
You never know.
Maybe that'll be it.
Yeah, okay, Monique, thank you. So, okay, so I want to give some final words about this episode. That one thing I want to say, thank you, Fernando, for the comment that you said about, you know, as far as Black men being emotional and talking about that. That was really, really good. I want to say I appreciate you for that because, you know, like I said, a lot of Black men rather keep that inside instead of expressing that, you know, showing the tears and all the things. So that was a courageous thing. So, but I do want to get some final words from everybody before we end. I guess we're getting ready to go into the reunion very, very soon. Once again, you guys know I will be doing a live Q&A at the reunion in about 2 weeks. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be everything. So anyway, sorry.
Meeting everybody.
Yes, Fernando included. Yes, it's going to be everything. So Fernando, I'm going to start with you. What are your final words about this episode?
Being a Black man, you know, it's hard to show emotion, hard to be vulnerable. And I know sometimes people use it too much or it becomes cliche, but honestly, it's a hard thing to do. So being able to talk and express that, especially on this national level, like I said, that ain't easy. My last words, let's see how this episode goes. Let's see how it is meeting the family. Mika's father looks interesting. I hope you have a good ending and looking forward to the reunion because I'm sure a whole lot will come. So in 2 weeks, we'll have a good time, both in person and on the show. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. We have a lot of stuff coming up for you guys that weekend. I have a lot coming up for you guys. It's gonna be live.
And so excited
for it. I won't tell you now.
I'm so excited.
I have nothing for y'all that weekend.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Well, I can't wait to see Fernando. I got a makeup from CIAA. I'm sorry. My homeboys from the Baltimore Ravens was like, pull up. And I'm sorry.
Oh, it was all good. I had a great time.
Blame the bottles of Ace of Spades that I was drinking. Not my, blame it on the bottle of Ace of Spades, not my heart. Okay.
Okay, so Lee, do you have any final word about this episode, ma'am?
Until motherfucking next week.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Look at Fernando's face. Look at Fernando's face. Fernando
went off the camera.
First of all, I just feel like. Most of them off camera, and I can have my face, but it was a little too much.
That's all right. I got. So that's the and my favorite word and my final words is that's all I got. Lee. That's it, and that's the post.
That's all I got.
Come on, Auntie, let's play the church music past the collection plate so we can get to these shots. Lee, y'all get on back about your day.
Go ahead. Oh my God, what's your final words? I can't with her. Okay. I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna see you in 2 weeks.
I was confused. Like, I don't know why Lee is using her mom.
Because I'm with my mama right now. That's why. Now let's get on to something more important.
My final words. Lord, y'all be driving. My final words, mama.
I don't know if I have anything. I just, you know, I'm hoping to have this gone and be done with, because it's just a whole lot of foolishness, zero connection, zero, you know, there's nothing long-term over here, all right? So I'm just, you know, over it. And I don't like the way they do, like, we had Dallas and now they had, we have, I don't know, Fort Worth, whatever. No, move from other to other cities. We know we have other cities like Buffalo, you know what I mean? So you don't have to, you know, shoot like
my girls are gonna Texas, go to Buffalo, child.
You know what I mean? So those are my favorite thoughts. Texas.
Who wants to be buried in snow? Cookie, what's your final words, please, Mama? You are ridiculous.
I'm just ready for it to be over with. Zero connections, four storyline at this point. Ready to be over with. I already see what's gonna happen, and I don't buy it. So yeah. Mm. On to the next.
Mm. Come on, Auntie Cookie. Mm.
Not next case. Okay. I don't even have no final words. I don't have anything. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and go to the ceremony in the end. If y'all new to the party, Sister Ebony, Lee, I tell you, when I tell you, you got one coming, ma'am. I'm telling you. Sister Ebony, I'm gonna get her.
Oh wow.
My God, all today. Come on, Auntie.
Oh my God. Okay, well, if all hearts and minds are clear, dear Heavenly Father, it's again that we come to you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you for all that you are and all that you do, dear God. God, now we ask that all the men of Ready to Love be covered. Cover their mental health, cover their emotional health, God. Cover the women as well. Bump up their emotional intelligence and discernment in relationship to these men that are on the show, dear God. Okay. Allow them to continue to tell the truth when the truth will do. There's no need to lie, God. We just ask that you speed us through these last couple of weeks. Make it so that it is not a chore. And dear God, we ask that a special prayer for whoever cast this show, God. Allow them to be able to discern and vet and pick the right people for the next season so that there can be true love and true connections made.
Hallelujah.
They don't need no love season. This is the end.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. And if you do these things, God, we'll be so careful. Give your name all the glory and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Come on, Auntie. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help the Lord. Hold on.
Help.
Lord, help the host. Lord, help the host, please, Jesus.
She says she y'all hosting my time.
Just help.
My God on today.
She y'all hosting. She tired.
Jesus.
Bye, guys.
Anyway.
If you could do
anyway,
these things,
y'all, we out of here. I love
we
y'all.
We know you can do anything but fail.
Y'all later. Y'all be safe out there.
One thing I want you guys to know.
Are we backstage?
One thing that will never change about this. I am the queen of reality TV. Don't get it twisted and don't doubt it. It is what it is. Period. Jesus Christ.